This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis says he is willing to tell President Trump to his face that building a border wall is wrong. Speaking with a Mexican news agency, the pontiff compared a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to the Berlin Wall, saying that icon of the Cold War brought headaches and suffering. He says he'd tell Trump people who build walls become prisoners behind them. The severe weather system that's been battering the Midwest for days has moved a bit east now. There was some damage near Kansas City last night, and several tornadoes touched down in Pennsylvania, including in Carnarvon, where the police chief says
some houses were hit very hard. Some just lost like one wall, but of course they're not going to be able to be there because the structure is not secure.
The severe weather threat today is likely to affect the Mid-Atlantic states. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash was given a standing ovation at his first town hall meeting since calling for impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
He's the only Republican in Congress to do so, and he's now sparring with some former supporters who say he's embracing a Democratic smear against the president.
I put out a set of tweets today which make it very clear. It's not really refutable. Go ahead and find some way to refute the tweets. Mueller himself issued a letter to Barr saying you are misleading people. That's not even refutable.
Amash said Congress should do its job and not allow misconduct to go undeterred.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Louisiana lawmakers set to vote on a bill as early as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The bill presented by Shreveport Democrat John Milkovich does not include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran says it doesn't fear a possible war with the United States. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The latest tough talk from Tehran amid escalating regional tensions and a crisis with the U.S. comes from the spokesman of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, General Ramazan Sharif. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran soaring recently after America deployed an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers to the Persian Gulf over a still unexplained threat it perceives from Iran. The U.S. also plans to send at least 900 more troops to the Middle East. Speaking at a news conference in Tehran on Tuesday, Sharif said the Guard does not, quote, support engaging in any war, while at the same time saying it doesn't fear the occurrence of one. Meanwhile, the Iranian foreign minister appeared unimpressed with Japan's offer to mediate the crisis, saying President Trump should make his intentions clear about any talks with Iran through actions, not words. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook says it's removed dozens of accounts related to a pro-Iranian influence campaign. The accounts were pushing messages that were anti-Saudi Arabia, anti-Israel, and pro-Palestine. They were trying to manipulate people saying the U.S. should be separating from Saudi Arabia over the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. they took down 51 accounts, 36 pages, 7 groups, and 3 Instagram accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's all for you, America. Yes, it is. This is a government of for by we the people, and that's what we are all in for. And I appreciate you joining the good fight. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Daniel Garza is with us in the fight as well, currently serves as executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Martinez. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Please, Bill, Daniel, it's always good. You know, I appreciate you so much and all the hard work that Libra Initiative is doing on behalf of Hispanics around this country, around the world, I might add, but also for what you do for freedom. You know, God bless all the efforts that you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. No, we really appreciate that. I think Latinos need to be hearing about the merits of our free market system and its potential to increase wealth and that allows them to thrive. And we're one of the few organizations, unfortunately, in the Latino community actually doing that.
Right. Well, Daniel, I believe Latinos are experiencing that firsthand. CNN, the other mainstream media that wants to be so negative, about 90% of what they report on, is to, you know, kind of hold everybody in their proper places as they determined, whether it's Black America, Hispanics, any kind of group that they've been able to bifurcate and tribalize. And they have always, as you and I have discussed before, the Democrats have tried to keep everybody in their monolithic positions that they've established for them. But what's difficult in the narrative is that Hispanics are out there because typically they work their butts off, and they're hardworking people. They're the salt of the earth, and they go out there and they say, "Whoa, you know, given the U.S. Constitution, the boundaries, the win-win boundaries that have been established by our U.S. Constitution and experience in this country, it really spits in the face of the narrative that the Democrats would want them to believe and that the mainstream media is pushing upon them."
Yeah, it's terrible. It just seems that everybody has a partisan agenda. Even, I think, our own media platforms nowadays are probably the worst defenders of that. But it's hard to deny what's going on in the Trump era.
Exactly.
You know, as has been said, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but not their own facts. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, Hispanics are flourishing in today's economy. And anyone asserting to the contrary is denying reality. And probably, again, for partisan reasons like you're talking about. I mean, look, this month the Labor Department announced that the Hispanic unemployment rate fell to a record low of 4.2%.
Right.
That Latinos are a growing power in the American workforce. I mean, they made up 70% of the recent growth. 70%. That's right. Incredible. You know,
yes.
Hispanic household income is the highest it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And businesses apparently increased by 27% their average revenue thanks to the tax cuts. That has to do with the Trump policy.
Right.
So, again, you know, it's like wages, employment, home ownership, and on and on and on are at all record highs.
Exactly.
And they never should be flouted. And
right.
They never should be hearing about what the free market is doing to improve their lives. And so, anyways, they're not hearing it enough.
Well, to this point, what happens, Daniel, and this is kind of a condition of America. I don't care, white, black, brown, it's the same thing, and that is people don't want to be hassled. In New York, I got friends in New York, and they're very conservative, and they say, look, we just kind of keep our conservative values to ourselves. We just let the, you know, liberals spout off. Well, you know, you mix that in with the media messaging there, and people begin to believe that maybe the Democrats are right. Maybe Nancy Pelosi is right. Maybe Donald Trump is not as great as the numbers would seem to indicate. But, you know, then they open up their wallet and they go, whoa, that's hard to deny. You know, I got more money in there. You know, I've got businesses. You know, I got a business that I'm realizing, a dream that I always had even as a little kid, even before I became a citizen or came to the United States of America. But, you know, what other country, Daniel, what other country could they go to and realize this? See, this is all part of this magnetism that this country has. And at the core of it, it's freedom. We offer something that is so intrinsic and that is so uniquely subjective. And for people who have not lived under freedom and have only seen it as a possible idea or ideal, you know, they come here and they go, whoa, I mean, compared to, you know, life in their home country, you know, this is amazing to them. So you give them this kind of fertile ground, they work hard, and they're ripping it up. I mean, this is exciting. And again, what bothers me is the partisan politics that's taken place that's, you know, trying to do everything it can to tamp down the excitement. But, you know, Hispanics being who they are, Daniel, you know, we don't necessarily get in the middle of a fray. I mean, you know, we can argue like anybody else, but, you know, we'll be about our business because we know what's most important. And that's, you know, that's our families. And we're going to do everything we can to provide for them, right?
Yeah, that's right, Bill. You know, President Reagan said that freedom doesn't pass on through the blood. It passes on from one generation to the next. I think as Latinos, we need to take responsibility of making sure that what they are experiencing right now in this economic bonanza is associated to freedom, like you said, to our free market system, to free people, commercing in a way that is freely through voluntary exchange. It's a system that must be defended for its ability to increase wealth, to lift the poor, and make millions self-sufficient. Mm. Right now, you talk about those New York politicians. I mean, what Latinos seem to be hearing more of in our communities are hearing from slick, delusional elected leaders, you know, about their half-baked, distorted half-truths about the supposed virtues of socialism, ideas that have proven time and again to be ruinous. Mm-hmm. And devastating, I think, to every society that has implemented really what this freedom-killing, opportunity-crushing system.
Well, this is important that people, you know, in terms of a litmus test for this upcoming 2020 election, whether it's an individual, an idea that's being presented by states, you need to ask yourself, does it add or take away from my freedom? And be careful. I mean, you know, especially the Hispanic communities, because they really don't quite understand. And I'm in California right now, Daniel, and this state got worked, you know, by the Democrats in ballot harvesting and what they were able to do and taking advantage. And to me, it is disgusting that the politicians took advantage of people here in this country who are trying to understand they want to be contributing citizens eventually, and they're here by the grace of this government, and they're being worked, you know, ever since, you know, going back to Brown, when he allowed the DMV to send ballots to anybody that got a California driver's license. It didn't care if you were legal or illegal. You got a ballot. And then you got these ballot harvesters who came behind and asked these people who didn't understand, you know, what was going on. Hey, did you get a ballot? Well, I got a ballot, but I'm not a citizen. I'm not allowed. Don't worry about it. Just sign here and we'll take care of it. And then these guys are, you know, turning in, you know, a dozen or so plus, you know, ballots, and they are tilting the balance of power and influence illegally. Well, I mean, they made it legal, but, you know, on its face, it's not fair what they're doing, and they're trying to do the same thing across the country.
Well, I think one of the cruelest ironies is that they're using Latinos to prop up, you know, failed policies.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yes.
I think they're manipulating, you know, the vote. And unfortunately, as a group, they persuaded them to vote for policies that are actually killing opportunity, which is the very reason they came here.
Well, and as you suggested a moment ago, Daniel, research and statistics are indicating that the Hispanic, and it's not monolithic, but the Hispanic people are going to be major players in this 2020 election, are they not?
Oh, without question. You know, we have increased the electorate by millions almost. Mm-hmm. I think we're up to 12 to 13 million. That number is going to surge because we're so young. We're 27 years median age. The rest of the country is 36.
Right.
There's a surge of Latino voters in just about every state.
We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Bill Martinez, live.
So what you like is fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Daniel Garza, the executive director with the Libra Initiative, continues with us. We're going to be talking about President Trump's immigration plan. But before we get there, Daniel, I do want to give you an opportunity to put this in perspective. Again, listening to what the mainstream media would want to thrust upon us, what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are leading some to believe, you would think that every Hispanic is illegal and a future voter for the Democratic Party. Can you bring some balance to this narrative, please?
Well, I mean, of course. course. Look, Latinos have been a part of American experience since its founding. We're currently 60 million of America's population. Of the 60 million, it is estimated that 11 to 12 million crossed without a prior authorization. That is true. Mm. But that's 50 million of us, right? You know, who yes. are American citizens born in America. Like in our military, for example, 44% of our military is made up of minorities. 17% of our entire military is made up of Latinos, and we're 16% of the American population. So we are disproportionately actually more involved in the defense of our country than other ethnicities. And I think that's a testament, you know, to how much Latinos love this country and are willing to fight and defend for this country.
Exactly. And the thing to consider here, speaking of immigration, the policies of the Obama administration and Democrats in the past have absolutely pummeled the Hispanic communities and minority communities, because we know that particularly when illegals come, birds of a feather flock together. Where are they going to go? I mean, they're not going to go to Beverly Hills. They're going to go to an area, a zip code that speaks their language, that they have some understanding in. The gangs, they're not going, you know, to Westchester County in New York. I mean, they're going to these minority communities and absolutely tormenting them. You know, MS-13 has been legendary as to what's going on. So the government has done little to protect them. You know, these young girls who come, you know, Hispanic women who come across the border illegally and taken advantage of and, you know, thrust into sex trafficking. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. And it's like, when is enough enough here, Daniel? I mean, you know, even Donald Trump, in regard to the Dreamers, gave Nancy Pelosi an opportunity over a year ago, said, look, at, hey, we'll let them all, you know, we'll give them all, you know, credibility, we'll put them on the road to citizenship, and, you know, because it wasn't politically expedient. I mean, it's sad that these young people who have come to the country, many of which, as you say, have even, you know, they're not even citizens, and they're in our military right now, Daniel. They're going to college. They're looking to improve, you know, their self and their future for their families. They see what's happening here. But for them to be in this, you know, this kind of stasis of, you know, in the shadow that's already, am I not? Am I going to get deported? You know, this kind of stuff. I think it's absolutely ridiculous, but that the DACA kids are being utilized here, that they're being used as a pawn in this political game.
Yeah, Bill, you know, and to the bigger picture of that, you know, I think what's most unfortunate about the conversations in the Latino community with elected officials is that you're right. They use ethnicity and race as a leverage, as a cudgel, right, as a hammer yes. sometimes, you know, to try to, you know, gain political points. And at the same time, you know, will not allow honest conversations about the bad policies that are coming at them from the local, the state, and the federal level. Look, Obamacare is still damaging to the Latino community.
Right.
It's a mandatory federal program that spiked the cost of premiums, that exploded out-of-pocket costs, sky-high deductibles. It's hurting the Latino community. Minimum wage is another one, you know, that is actually shutting down opportunities for young Latinos to get hired. Dodd-Frank, a system that restricts capital formation, distorts market dynamics. These are all big federal policies.
Brought to you by the Democratic Party, by the way. And I hate, Daniel, and I hate to put it that way, but those are the facts. I mean, this is what the Democratic Party has given you.
So what I'm saying is that what Latinos and all Americans alike need are policies that focus on generating an economic environment that spurs opportunity. And that's what yeah. they're looking for, jobs, right. higher wages, you know, that benefit all people. You know, things like right-to-work laws that reduce the tax burden, you know, the regulatory burden. These are issues that we should be having honest conversations on, but they're not allowing that. It's almost like they're censoring, you know, these kind of conversations. And we're tired of that, which is why, you know, we're right. trying to be a part of the conversation to drive, I think, these policies that have done nothing but lift people out of poverty and mm-hmm. provided more opportunity.
Well, that's why we need the balance. The other perspective, the facts, as you said, you have a right to your opinion, but not to the truth. I mean, the truth is universal. It is bipartisan. And this is the opportunity that we have. But the fact is that because everybody, I mean, there's such a sentiment, a negative sentiment towards this president, you know, this legally elected president of the United States, because there's so much animus toward him, you know, people get shouted down and they don't want to hear it. And it's like, okay, fine. So yeah. The Latinos will just go and say, hey, I'm just going to be about my work and, you know, put my nose to the grindstone. I'm going to keep working, enjoy, you know, an environment where there's less regulations, there's low unemployment, and I'm putting money in the bank. Thank you very much.
But, Bill, give Latinos credit. You know, there's been recent polls where 50% approve of the president's job performance. And look, let's take, for example, you know, if you're talking about center-right, you know, and Latinos involved, you know, in conservative policies and also politics, then take a look at District 23 in Texas, I think, as a great example of the maturity of the Latino voter. Mm-hmm. This is a 75% Latino district, congressional district, where Will Hurd won election, a black mm-hmm. Republican. With 75% Latinos. I mean, that tells you already that just because, you know, a congressional district is made up of a vast majority of Latinos, it's not, you know, a given that it's going
right.
to go to one party or the other. I think if those on the center and those on the right are willing to engage, are willing to work hard, there's going to be incredible results with the Latino community.
Without a doubt. Again, as you and I discussed, Daniel, Latinos are not, they're not monolithic. But the very basics of, conservatism, they honor. It's in their blood. I mean, in most minority groups, it's consistent that way. But again, the narrative that's being pushed out by the media, the propaganda in that, would lead people to think otherwise. But, boy, they're sincere. Desire to hold to these good thoughts and these thoughts to the next generation, as you said, because it doesn't pass in the bloodstream. It goes from one generation to the next. And, well, I'll tell you, you know, based on some of the things that we've seen, you know, America was at a very close tipping point, and thank God for 2016, and we'll see what happens in 2020. Daniel, as far as, President Trump's immigration plan, what's the Libra Initiative's position on what President Trump laid out?
Well, we're very encouraged by what the president has proposed. We feel it's yet another opportunity for the other side to engage, to reconcile whatever differences they have and come towards a consensus. Look, the fact is today's immigration system keeps too many decent, industrious people from legally and fully participating in our economy. And that's to the detriment of our country. Mm-hmm. It needlessly criminalizes the actions of millions of Americans as well, who need a sufficient low-skill or even high-skill labor pool, you know, to sustain the profitability of the businesses. So the president is laying out, you know, what he feels is a system that, you know, it's true that the current system is clunky and Bill indiscriminately selects who enters. Mm-hmm. And this is an important point. The system we have really is, in practical terms, unconcerned with good outcome, you know, the kind of people that we're getting. So what the president is proposing is to balance that with skills and merit-based talents, you know,
right.
up against, you know, family unification. I think that's a good balance.
Right.
On the one hand, you know, you can't pick exactly, you know, the individual and the kind of, you know, sectors that you want to build up as a government. But at the same time, you need spontaneity. You need, you know, low-skilled workers who can fill the gap, fill the demands that are out there in the agricultural sector, in the dairies and landscaping and ranches. And I think this is a good proposal to start with. It's not perfect, but the Democrats, this is an opportunity. Seize it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like anything, Daniel, it is dynamic, and it requires a commitment to, you know, to see it through and adjust as we get more evidence on this. But as you say, sometimes that's difficult for a bureaucracy to do that. But there is hope, and we'll continue to fight the good fight. Daniel Garza, president of Libra Initiative, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Daniel, as always. Appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again. Take care.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Aspen Dental. Nearly 150 million Americans didn't go to the dentist last year. Barriers like cost and lack of insurance can often prevent regular dental visits. This is especially challenging for many U.S. military veterans who are not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration unless they are 100% disabled, have a service-related mouth injury, or were a prisoner of war. Aspen Dental is working to close the gap for those veterans who have not previously been able to access dental care through its Healthy Mouth Movement. Dr. Anita Imadamani, Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving.
Since launching in 2014, the Healthy Mouth Movement has served over 22,000 veterans across the U.S. We're so proud to serve the men and women who have served our country.
On Saturday, June 8, 2019, more than 450 Aspen Dental offices will open their doors to provide free dental care to thousands of veterans. Veterans can call 1-844-277-3646 to find a participating office.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis says he's willing to tell President Trump to his face that building a border wall is wrong. Speaking with a Mexican news agency, the pontiff compared a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to the Berlin Wall, saying that icon of the Cold War brought headaches and suffering. He says he'd tell Trump people who build walls become prisoners behind them. The severe weather system that's been battering the Midwest for days has moved a bit east now. There was some damage near Kansas City last night, and several tornadoes touched down in Pennsylvania, including in Carnarvon, where the police chief says
some houses were hit very hard. Some just lost like one wall, but of course they're not going to be able to be there because the structure is not secure.
The severe weather threat today is likely to affect the mid-Atlantic states. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, our next guest asked a critical question, and this should draw you to take pause for just a moment. And that is, what is the purpose of an immigration policy? Think about it. I mean, for all the fussing and the debate that's been going on, I mean, can we revisit the most important question here about what it is that we're discussing, and that is, what is the purpose of the immigration policy? And Jenny Beth Martin, with the Tea Party Patriots, the founder and president, she says that President Trump's immigration proposal deserves serious consideration. Jenny Beth, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Great question. You know, what is the purpose?
Well, thank you so much for having me on. Really, we have to ask, is the purpose of an immigration policy to benefit the nation that constructs and implements it, or is it to benefit the immigrants who would come here and stand to gain from such an immigration policy? And really, you can't address immigration policy without understanding what is the purpose in the first place? Why do we even have an immigration policy?
Brilliant. Brilliant. I mean, it's like it is the question that's been begging to be asked here. I mean, and the empirical evidence is clear, Jenny Beth. I mean, look what's happening in Europe. These nations that said, okay, hey, we're going to drop our walls. We're going to let everybody in here. I mean, it is a mess, and as we're finding out here, it doesn't take long for things to get out of whack. And, you know, what are they going to do in Europe? How are they going to, you know, straighten out, you know, the decisions that they made? The people have moved there. I mean, it's the same issues in a lot of ways that we have in America. It's like, okay, so what do we do with the DACA kids? Older adults, I mean, you have some, you know, DACA, we say kids, I mean, you know, you got some now that are 30, almost looking at 40 years of age. They've been here so long. So, you know, what about DACA? What about the number of immigrants? Again, you know, we've been saying time and again, and I just pause and go, wait a minute, you know, we've been saying forever, we got about maybe 11, 13 million, but we've been saying that for decades. I mean, what is the real number of illegals that we're talking about? I mean, we're not talking 3 million like we did during the Reagan era. We said, you know, where the Democrats promised that, oh, yeah, just let us, we'll amnesty those 3 million, and it will never happen again. We're going to do the border wall. We're going to do all this stuff. But yet we're supposed to believe them once again. Why are we revisiting a big lie that they've perpetrated on America?
I don't know why we're revisiting it. I think that we can look for answers and find a lot of cynical reasons for it. The fact is this: we were promised that years ago that if we granted amnesty, they would secure the border, and we have not secured the border. And we've passed laws that say that we need to have secure fences, that we need to have a secure border, and we haven't implemented those or funded those. It's time to take care of that aspect. And then we can talk about all of the other things to deal with the people who are here illegally separately. Mm-hmm. But if Washington will first prove to us that it can keep its promises and enforce the laws as, then it'd be a lot easier to, but they may say we'll come next.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that issue with border security, the new plan that the president is proposing also deals with people who want to come to this country legally. And we have people who come to this country every year who are here legally.
Right.
Right now, 80% of the people who come here legally are coming pretty much from random chance, either because they were lucky enough to be born to somebody who already is here in America, born related to somebody who's already here in America, or they won a random lottery for a visa,
right.
Not because they are coming here because they're the best, because they have something to contribute to America, because they can speak English and want to be part of the American society,
mm-hmm.
because they randomly are able to. And
right.
That's not fair to the people who want to come here to live and pursue the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what the president and his team have put together and proposed really does get back to that fundamental question. What is the purpose of an immigration policy, and who is it supposed to benefit?
Exactly. And we're dishonoring, really, when you think about it, Jenny Beth, the immigrants who are already here, you say legally, because where do the illegal immigrants go? They're not going to Beverly Hills. They're not going to, the high-rent districts of the Bay Area or Westchester County in New York. You know, they're going into these Hispanic communities, and in too many cases, they've broken the law going in, and the chances of them honoring the laws on the other side of the border, as we're seeing, where, you know, time and again we read in the paper where an American citizen is killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant. I mean, this is just stark empirical evidence that smacks in the face of liberal policies that are really messing this program up. I mean, immigration should be working for the good of its citizens and the good of the immigrants who are coming in, so that they have a fair chance. If they do want to share in the American dream and contribute to it, they should have a fair chance to be able to do that, should they not?
They should have a fair chance to be able to do it. And, you know, I'm going to kind of veer off into a slightly different aspect of immigration that we don't talk about very often. You just talked about the people whose family members have died and from crime, from illegal immigrants. And that is a terrible thing. And I've met those family members and I ache for them. I also begin to get very concerned about people who are here illegally and who are being exploited.
Yes.
Whether they're victims of human trafficking, sex trafficking, or just this morning from a link on Drudge, I read about that sex cult that is
mm-hmm.
on trial
yes.
in New York. And there was a woman who, whose visa expired, so she wound up being here illegally, and they held that over her, and it prevented her from being able to get out possibly the way that she may have wanted to. I don't know exactly all the details of it, but the fact is they used the fact that she was here illegally to exploit her. And
exactly.
That's not fair to the people That's wrong even to people who are here illegally. They should not be exploited.
Right. Well, you know, you hear people on the left that want to protect women's rights and hashtag everything. And, you know, there is so much more to these sex camps that are going on, Jenny Beth. I've been reading more and more about it. You have women that will be conscripted into these sex camps, and they are they're having sex 20 times before 12 o'clock, and they give them they give them an hour or so break, and then in the afternoon they're back again with another 20 sex acts that they're involved in. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting and heartbreaking. And this isn't happening in a third world country. This is happening in the United States of America.
Yeah, it's happening in America, and the ones who are over 18 and are actually considered adults and women it's horrible for them, and it's also horrible for the ones who are minors. And it's happening to females who are minors as well as people who
exactly.
are adults. It is absolutely heartbreaking. And when I first realized this was happening in America, the extent that it was happening, it was back in 2014, and we couldn't even have these kind of conversations because we weren't willing to talk about it. And I think that's one of the best things that President Trump bringing the problems with illegal immigration to the forefront and the spotlight. He's made it possible for us to talk about the unintended consequences that happen when you begin to sway and or move away from being a country of laws and become a lawless country.
Exactly. What I appreciate what President Trump is doing here is he's giving a win-win vision to the immigrants as well as the citizens. We've got to get it out of the shadows, Jenny Beth, as you and I have discussed many times before. And when you have people, non-citizens operating in the shadows, all kinds of illegal activity and debilitating things can happen that are very much not win-win. And that's what we need to continue to support. How can people be in touch and be part of the solution, Jenny Beth?
You can go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, and sign up for our weekly call to action.
Jenny Beth Martin, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company.
from script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Well, but we're trying to give you an idea, okay? So stay tuned as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. So did you get caught up in the Game of Thrones buzz, especially the season finale? I couldn't believe how many people, you know, watched it. And I didn't care much for the ending. It was a bit disappointing. You know, the show based on a novel has captured the attention of Christians and non-Christians alike, with its addictive storylines and character arcs. But the show's graphic nudity, sex scenes, and violence should cause every believer to pause here. And talking with us right now, it's good to have Lisa Anderson. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect with her, but she's here. The director of Young Adults, host of Boundless Show with Focus on the Family. Lisa, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good to hear from you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. Help us understand for those that, you know, and they seem to be far and few between. I mean, Game of Thrones has been a buzz for, you know, a number of years, and here we were coming to this exciting, you know, climax, the final of the season, and it turned out to be a bit of a yawn, huh?
Well, I was hoping it was just everyone was finally going to get along and, you know, hold hands and walk off into the sunset. But, no, as you said, began as a book series, is now a TV series on HBO and has aired, I think, about 8 seasons now.
Yes, eight, right.
Medieval fantasy epic, for those who aren't familiar with it, and really showcases kind of two families battling for control for surrounding kingdoms and ultimately to sit on the throne. And, you know, I mean, sounds like other epic people we know, in fact, Christ and Satan and whatnot. But I think it's interesting, you know, I am director of Young Adults for Focus, and so my audience is all over the show. My own niece is a huge fan. And I have not, I've not even made it through a full episode, quite frankly. I saw an article by a general market journalist who actually counted the incidences of rape, incest, violence, including beheadings, sexual violence in the show, and the numbers were staggering. And so we decided at Boundless, you know, we're going to take a stand and kind of just give our audience pause to say, why do we consume shows like this? Why should we draw a line in the sand, maybe, for a show like this? And, I mean, I'm the first to say, Bill, there are tons of gray areas here, and I, you know, I have made many dumb decisions in my own TV viewing and watching. I've had people confront me on my own habits, and so this isn't a pointing fingers thing, but it's just for all of us to say, why are we doing this? What is what's this about?
Especially when you consider the culture where it stands today, Lisa. We're at a dangerous point here. We've been so casual about this, especially people of faith. And, and, you know, whether it's, you know, people who have held you accountable said, hey, you know, what about this that you're watching? You know, fortunately, you're able to say, yeah, you're probably right. You know, I'm glad, you know, brought it up and you make some adjustments. And this is what especially the young kids are looking for, I believe. Is they're looking for adults in the room to, you know, hold them accountable to say, okay, well, let's talk about, let's have a discussion. You've been exposed to this. Do you think, you know, put yourself in the parent. Do you think you would want your kids watching this kind of programming? And what kind of effect do you think that this would have in their interaction with, you know, their friends, in their life at work? And, you know, do you think that it'll have any impact whatsoever? Or do you think it's just, you know, it's segregated to such a point that you can watch it and not be affected by it?
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the big arguments people make is they say, oh, don't worry, you know, that doesn't, you know, sex scenes and nudity, they don't faze me. And to believers, I say, well, you know what? That is kind of problematic because clearly...
That's where the big lie starts, doesn't it?
Right, yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, just on a personal side, you know, along that line, I remember one time... I was meeting with somebody who was holding me accountable, and I made, I don't know why I made the statement, other than I just really felt like, you know, compared to where I had been in my life and to where I was at that point, I felt like, well, okay, I got this temptation thing, you know, I can handle this. Mm-hmm. And he stopped me, Doug stopped me right away and said, Bill, he goes, I want you to know that is an absolute lie. And that, you know, that's when you start to get buy-in, is that you let your guard down and you think, yes, probably compared to where you've been and where you are now, you've made some inroads to it. You're more aware. You're walking closer with God. But boy, all you need to do is just give a little bit of a foothold and deceive yourself ever so gently. And I got to tell you, Lisa, it was in a matter of weeks. I was in serious trouble. I mean, I had the very thing that I had rejected that I said I wasn't going to do, I found myself doing, and I just couldn't believe it how quick it happened.
Yeah. Well, and that's where I think, you know, we as the church have to get back to a spirit of humility and willingness to be corrected and just constantly self-checking. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's, what is it, Paul in 1 Corinthians, I think it is, who talks about how, you know, well, I don't think there's anything in my conscience right now that I have to be aware of, but God is the one who judges me, mm-hmm. indicating that he is constantly coming back in a spirit of repentance to clear his accounts with the Lord himself. Mm-hmm. And we should all be doing that and be willing to take on other good mentor-type folks, godly Christians who are willing to step up and kind of speak in. And, you know, my young adult audience, they're the ones, to your previous point, who are saying, yes, please, you know, give us some guidance, give us some direction, because, you know, maybe there's a generation of parents that are kind of being more hands-off or wanting to be their friends or whatever, and now they're like, I don't think we really have any guardrails here, so we need to figure this out.
Well, Lisa, you and I have had enough experience, and, you know, with God and without God. And, you know, as God told Cain on that fateful day, if you do well, will it not go right for you? And I hear that through the millennia, and it stays with me. It reminds me. And, you know, what we're sharing, and I hope people appreciate where we're coming from on this. This isn't about judgment. This is an alignment with God's perspective for his creation. He wants it to go well with all of us. And we need to encourage one another to maintain that road of wellness to where we're not, you know, we're not messing up. We're not doing things that are regrettable, especially when we are confronted and bombarded by a culture that wants to see things according to their own eyes. You know, there's no accountability. There's no judgment. It's okay. I mean, we're going to freewheel things, you know, regardless of, you know, the bathroom that you go to. I mean, it's even to the point where the Supreme Court didn't even want to deal with, you know, the bathroom issue. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I mean, are we becoming gutless, you know, at the expense of our kids' future?
Yeah.
Is that what this is coming to?
Well, and I think there is an element of that, and there's an element of just not caring. We want to do what we want to do. We want to be entertained. We want to be part of the, quote, in crowd that knows what current shows are out there, that are around the water cooler talking about them. And so it's, you know, and that's where I tell my audience, I'm like, guys, I said, the last thing we need is to look more like the world. Right. Really what we need to do is be standing apart and working to serve others and love others and not be about ourselves. And so, again, I think this is, you know, we did a blog post on this show and just said, you know, guys, let's all just gather together and help one another in this and say, you know, we did it kind of in the form of a parable to kind of juxtapose the craziness, the starkness of the fact that there are nude women on this show simulating sex acts and Christians are watching it and think it's okay.
Oh.
And we're like, just, if you were out in the middle of a park and watching a theater troupe perform that, would you be okay with that with your kids playing on the playground in the background? I mean, it's kind of like, look at it that way, because that's in effect what we're doing. It's for entertainment purposes. And so it's just time to kind of call us to account and say,
exactly,
let's all think about this and let's pray about it.
Well, and as you say, Paul wrote, you know, you think you can put coals in your lap and think you're not going to get burnt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's this obvious. I mean, and when, but if we don't have the conversation and people are left to their own devices, yeah, I mean, and before you know it, you're off the rails and you go, how did I get here? You know, I'm a woman of faith. I'm a man of faith, and I'm doing things that do not reflect my character. And, you know, what am I doing? And it's all so subtle. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to be watching, you know, and involved in pornography, but this is all, it's all so subtle. And before you know it, I mean, in a sense, you know, what you're talking about here is rather pornographic that's on display, but because it's on HBO, you know, there's no restraint.
Exactly. And that actually reminds me to tell folks, you know, there are the people out there that are like, okay, well, good thing I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I'm good. But I think it's really for all of us to say, like I use the example of myself, there have been several shows in the past that I have had to cut myself off from because I felt the Spirit prompting me. And, it's,
right,
you know, there are things out there that misuse the name of God or just basically, you know, defile what we would say hold up as far as our faith, things that feature promiscuity, you know, very pro you know, same-sex marriage, stuff like that. We need to just be watchful and really look at our hearts and say, is this something that I should be watching? Is it something I should be reading, listening to? What is the Holy Spirit telling me in this situation?
Exactly. And how does this advance the cause, the commandment that Jesus gave us to say that we should love one another? How does that love one another when we are irresponsible, especially for those of us that are accountable because we know better?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And that's, I think it was John Piper who said, you know, again, he kind of made the point of, yeah, you know, this is the last thing we need to be occupying ourselves with. We are literally in the last days, and Christians should be called to an entirely different occupation of our time, our energies, our hearts. And so let's gather together and encourage one another and do it.
John Piper's point is that, look, if you see it, I mean, I hear a lot of people casually say, well, yeah, we're in the last days. Well, what are you doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you being faithful to that? Because you've got an idea here. The Holy Spirit is showing you something. So are you prepared? And are you preparing? You know, or are we spending time, you know, in amusement? And especially amusement that serves us no good in the long run and is very detrimental. Lisa Anderson has been with us. Lisa is with Boundless, and she is the host of Boundless with Focus on the Family.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you afraid to go